Hello and welcome again back to the original Guru of Good Game. I'm your host, Zero G, and thank you for returning. I'm sorry we had to be out for a week. We were, we were doing software updates and upgrades. We upgraded some equipment. You know, we want to bring out a better experience and we want to bring this podcast to the next level. Now, on today's exciting topic, we are going to discuss this crap that is going on with Iran, and I believe it is time to end the two-party political system. So first, we're going to talk about Iran and whatever this bullshit going on. Now, I don't usually do too much in the political arena, only because it is so fucking grimy. And I mean that. The politics is extremely fucking grimy. And anybody that's going in there with a pure heart and honor and knowing the difference between right and wrong, they ain't gonna stay that way. Because that's just how grimy that shit is. So we're gonna leave getting into politics out the question. But we are going to talk about the politics. And on today, we're going to talk about ending the two-party political system. But first, we're going to go into this Iran bullshit, and let's talk about that for a minute. Because now, over the last few days, everybody been jumping up and down, screaming, war with Iran, we're going to war, we're this, we're that. And our president did something extremely stupid for a short-term game. And he's not paying attention that the Iranians is playing the long game. He playing the short game. They're playing the long game. So whatever he think he got away with in the short term is exactly that. He got away with it in the short term. The long term is going to come back and bite us in the ass. Personally, myself, I think that they're going to do what Russia did, except against Trump. See, Russia went on this, you know, underground backdoor hacking, helping him win the election campaign bullshit that they did, and it got him the presidency. Personally, myself, I think Iran is sitting back. We're going to show a little, you know, aggression, you know, not enough to really do nothing major, but we're going to do some shit just to let them know that if you come over here with that bullshit, we will fire back. And that's pretty much just anybody on the planet. I mean, shit, you shoot at me, I'm shooting back if I got something to shoot back at your ass with. Plain and simple. Whether the public think I'm in the right or the wrong, I'm not going to stand there and just, okay, shoot me, I was in the wrong, go ahead, blow my head off. Yeah, right. No. You're going to pull out your shit and you're going to fire back. I mean, that's just natural human survival instincts. But what I think Iran, you know, like I said, it's the long game. They shoot off the missiles. They get everybody all excited and discombobulated and confused and little mayhem going on. And then they pull back and, you know, say, hey, we made our point, you know. And then our president come out like the sucker that he is. And, oh, we beat their ass. They know better than to fuck with us. We America. Woo, tough bastards. Yeah, whatever. Bunch of fucking bullies is what America's starting to look like. And I hate to say that because I'm an American, but damn it, we look like fucking bullies. And he's worse. It's one thing to be a bully and can back up your bullshit, but this asshole's a bully and can't back up a damn thing. He is an easy ass whooping. And even in his younger days, his best days, his 20s, Trump is a punk and an easy ass whoop. You can easily whoop his ass. He ain't no fighter. He never been a fighter. He just a privileged gold spoon in his mouth asshole who believes that because he talk tough and he got money, that makes him tough. No, that just makes you another asshole with money and a smart ass fucking mouth that in the real world would get the brakes beat off your ass. And I would be one of the ones who would beat the brakes off his ass for the stupid shit that comes out of his mouth and his attitude. But that's me. So I don't want to take that to anybody else to do that. I'm just speaking on what I would do if I ran into a 20, 30, 40-something-year-old Trump and he started popping bullshit and thinking just because he got money and he can run his fucking mouth that I'm supposed to bow down and kiss his ass. Man, you ain't met the right poor person yet. Well, you don't know any poor people because you don't fucking associate with us. But if you ever came down to the poor neighborhood and found out how much they don't give a fuck about your money or don't give a fuck about your name or don't give a fuck about your family or how you grew up, then you'll get a real understanding of what the real world is like and not that dream, fake, privileged world you live in that you think is everything. So I just wanted to put that out there because he's a punk. And I think what these Iranians going to do, they going to play this punk. He gets to tout his, you know, we bad, we tough, I killed dude. All they did was blow up some facilities. No big deal. Right. That's because they already got their hackers doing their fucking job and probably working to hack the shit out of the American elections right now to guarantee that your punk ass don't go back into office. Because you just basically fucked up everything. You pulled the troops out of Syria, left our allies, the Kurds, to just left them hanging. Fuck y'all. Y'all on your own. Do what you got to do. And then watch them get slaughtered by the fucking Turks. And Erdogan, who look like he might be going to jail his damn self, or at least he ain't going to be in office much longer because them people pretty much sick of his punk ass. So he's out. But in the meantime, he's acting like a fucking psychotic dictator and rolling through, you know, just destroying shit because, you know, we wants to be safe, blah, 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 blah. Motherfucker, y'all got nuclear missiles. The Kurd rebels ain't got shit but some guns or whatever the shit we supply them. And you seriously want us to believe that they could just come in and take over your whole fucking country? Yeah, right. Bullshit. Sell us on something else, you lying ass piece of shit. But let's get back to that lying piece of shit we got sitting in the Oval Office. What I think the Iranians is going to do, they're going to hack this fucking election. They're going to hack it in favor of whoever is an opponent to Trump. Then when that person get in the office, that's when they're going to come back to the negotiation table, except this time they're going to be in a position of power, and then they're going to require that we drop all these damn sanctions in order for them to come back to the nuclear agreement and probably either reinstate the agreement that was already there or try to negotiate another agreement to where we can get back to some sense of normalcy in the world. So, as far as I'm concerned, hack away and get this piece of shit out of our fucking Oval Office so he can stop fucking up the country and the rest of the fucking world. Because these short-term financial gains that everybody touting, oh, the economy doing great under Trump, bullshit. Bullshit. We said the same shit under Bush. We had the fucking bubble. They said the same thing under Obama, and then you had a bunch of rural areas and small areas and Midwestern areas that suffered like a motherfucker. And then they gave Trump the presidency thinking, because he was touting how he's going to come into the heartland and these small towns, and I'm going to bring it back, and I'm going to bring back manufacturing, and I'm going to bring back the coal industry and the steel industry, and I'm going to bring back all these industries, and your small areas is going to thrive. They doing fucking worse under Trump than they was under Obama and Bush combined. You got farmers, family farmers who had a farm in their family for 100 fucking years getting auctioned off for pennies on the dollar because of his tariff war. You done fucked up all the farmers in the Midwest. They fucked. They screwed. And then you think because you gave them some fucking welfare money, that that's supposed to appease them when they getting a percentage in what you handing them compared to what they was making when they was selling their own shit and doing their own thing for themselves. So why would they want to take a short for your crap when they had the big time shit running for them? But hey, this is just how y'all roll. This is how you do your thing. So, you know, y'all voted for him. deal with the consequences. Personally, myself, I want the punk out of office. I really, really do not like this president. And I don't think he's a president. I just think he's an asshole that got lucky with the help of Russia. And now it's time we need to turn the page, move on, get this racist piece of shit out of office. Now, I done touched on that, and I just wanted to clear the air on my personal views about the president and this bullshit he putting us through and all the other crap he putting us through. Oh, one more thing, and this has got to be said. Now, they keep getting on TV talking about how wage increase is going up under Trump. The only problem with that statement is it has shit to do with Trump or any of his fucking policies. It doesn't have a damn thing to do with the tax cut, you know, because now you done pulled $1.5 trillion out of the government, you know, coffers. So that means that all of us working people, oh, our taxes is going up this year. Y'all can look forward to that shit. You're going to be paying more to cover that $1.5 trillion permanent tax the rich got and that temporary tax you got, because your temporary tax ended in 2019, and now y'all back to paying the regular taxes, but you're going to pay some percentage more to cover that rich people tax cut. Hope y'all enjoying it. I just had to get that out there, because the thing is, the reason why wage increases happening in America is the states that are democratically controlled, or by the Democrats or whoever, whatever way you want to look at it, because they have instituted an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's the only reason why he can tout that wages has increased. It ain't got a shit to do with any of his policies or his tax cuts or any of the dumb shit he been running his fucking mouth about, talking like he the great savior. I don't know what the fuck his problem is. He got a messiah complex, and, you know, we need to get his ass out of office. We don't need no messiahs in the Oval Office, but he sure as hell think he is one. So we need to get rid of his ass ASAP. Now, as far as the two-party political system goes, personally myself, I think both sides are full of shit. The Republicans are some uncaring, soulless assholes. And the fucking Democrats is a bunch of whiny-ass punks. The Republicans bully, and the Democrats cry. So we got the Republicans running around trying to bully you into their position, bully you to vote for them, bully you to follow their policies. And then we got the Democrats running around crying to get you to vote for them, crying to get you to go for their policies, crying to get you to stand behind them. And see, that's just bullshit, because both of them corporate paid. I mean, it's very rarely you can find a member in either party that ain't got serious corporate endorsements or payments or beholden to some kind of corporate or donor, big name, big time, big money donor that they in there kiss, you know, doing their bidding, all the while looking at us and trying to sell us a bunch of bullshit, because they constantly blowing smoke up our ass. Or as my friend liked to say, pissing on my head and telling me it's rain. And I think it's just time that we need to end the two-party political system. And I think we need to come up with an alternative. And my idea for an alternative is the NPA. No party affiliation. The no party. We are not affiliated with Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Green, none of them. But we are an inclusive party, which means the NPA takes members from all political spectrums. And we have one ideological goal in mind: the upgrade of the quality of life for everybody. not just those who can afford it, not just those who live in our community or our constituents, but for every fucking body. And I don't mean just in the United States. I mean, we put a policy together that allows people to upgrade their quality of life. That's some shit we can export around the world with unlimited potential for profitable gain. It's unlimited. There's no limit to how far it can go. I mean, imagine an entire planet of no poverty. Earth would be a fucking paradise. Nobody starving, nobody homeless, nobody hungry. All them fucking wars would seem to melt away under that scenario if we can get that to the planet. It would melt away. They would be gone. Nobody have a reason to be in conflict. If I'm happy, my family happy, we got a place to live, we got good food to eat, we got clothes on our ass, we got all the creature comforts of home, and I ain't got to go out here and rob, steal, lie, manipulate, backstab to get it, the wars would end. Nobody would have a reason to be in conflict with one another unless it's on some religious or personal, you know, differences you might have, but that can all be, you know, worked out if we sit down and have a conversation with one another. So I just wanted to put that out there. We need to end the two-party political system. They need to stop having dominance in our political system. We need to add in more inclusive political parties that brings in everybody, gay, lesbian, straight, transgender, bisexual, black, white, red, yellow, blue, green, purple with fucking spots. I don't give a shit. Man, woman, children, child, adult, teenager, all of them inclusive. Bring them all into the under the fold of the NPA, the No Party Affiliation Coalition, NPAC for short. And it will have an impact on our political system in this country. And then we can truly, truly create the American dream for all those that come here and want the American dream, and it not just be something that's only to the privileged and the select few. So just had to get that out there. I hope some of you take that into effect. And what I would like now is anybody with any opinion or your views on the Iran situation, but more importantly, on the political situation with ending this two-party political system. And if you think having a third, more equal political system, you know, the impact, the No Party Affiliation Coalition, if you think that's a good idea and you want to kick in and get it started and help pop this shit off, then you know what you got to do. Email me at ogzerogame@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from anybody. But please remember, like, share, and comment on all episodes and on this podcast. Tell me what you think. If you think it's a good podcast or if you think it's shit, let me know. I'm always open to criticism. I'm always open to advice. So I'm going to end this episode with my usual saying, love, peace, and happiness. And all of y'all take care. And I look forward to talking to you next Thursday at 7 p.m. And I'm out.